HKX, mobile.
GFW, good evening.
You about home yet?
Just out of Wyman, headed to Greer.
I don't know what's going on here. I got ambulances heading up 25 and fire trucks heading down 25.
Know which way they're going.
Kind of worried about what's going to be in front of me heading home because I've seen two ambulances head up Whitehorse Road already.
Made it to GR yet. You're liable to get stopped big time, right?
From between here and state line, anyway.
I went up there the first time in a long time last Saturday, and it was definitely busy up through there.
How was your day?
It pretty much uneventful.
Definitely a good thing, most days anyway. Good day for future sales, but not so much for today's sales.
I saw where they were saying the prices of food stuff was getting ready to go up. We were short on beef cows.
Short on anymore?
They're saying the least amount of beef cows since like 1962.
Well, I don't know that I believe anything that comes across the news or anywhere anymore. Things don't add up.
KN4 TFW.
Diesel fuel come down again.
Every penny it goes down makes yours a lot better, doesn't it?
It does. But I don't know if you heard this morning or if it's after you got off, Eric and I were talking about cost to operate the truck just in diesel fuel. I can't remember if you were still there for that or not.
Costing you like $3 an hour?
For that, I'm going through and refiguring it again right now with fuel prices where they're at, so we shall see.
For the question.
I believe it's Steve, correct?
You're good. What's your first name?
Patrick.
Oh, yeah, okay, excuse me. Yeah, I'm wondering, how are people doing early check-ins? I'm on this, radioclub.org, I think. I'm looking for BRARC. I know people are... I just heard somebody did an early check into the Blue Ridge traffic net.
I put in Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and it takes me to their webpage. And then in the menu across the top there under the banner, you'll see net check-ins. And you can just follow the instructions from there.
I'm trying that right now.
Steve, and appreciate you checking in with us. KO4HKX. In.
I was just coming in to Greer, just trying to think how crowded Wade Hampton's going to be.
Sector for Greer down there. They got a lot of KA band that they like to run on Wade Hampton.
Behind me, you know, I don't speed. I just lope along and enjoy the ride.
Excuse me, I'm getting to be the same way.
See what kind of mileage I can get out of the car. And the name here is Ken, and the call sign is KN4TFW.
Ken, my last name's Kramer, Steve Kramer, and I'm just talking on an any tone out of my house right now.
You're pretty good. Where are you located at right now?
Castle is or was on Locust Hill Road 290 near Lynn Road. I'm in a subdivision back in there called Castleton.
I'm not familiar, but I mean, I live just right off of 290, kind of, you know where the ball field is, across the street from Ingles.
So I go south and there's I'm trying to think, what's the next road down? Darby, and then you run into Sphinx and Shell Light down there, and then there's another light at Rutherford by Dollar General, and so you're south of me down by the water towers, it sounds like.
My property butts up against the ball field.
Yeah, you two aren't too far apart.
Another radio and go simplex. Hey, speaking of simplex, they had a cool simplex thing the other night. It was FM. Have you guys ever been on single sideband on 2 meters?
Steve, I have played around a little bit with it, and I was one of the ones that participated in that Monday night.
I have to go look at my sheet and see whether I heard you or not. I'm sure I did. I mean, if I could hear Rich down there on Woodruff Road a little bit, then I'm sure I heard you.
Because I live in North Carolina across the mountain. I live on the other side of Cedar's Head, this repeater's on.
Is this Patrick?
Yes, it is. And I can hear you. That's what I was going to tell you. I heard you pretty good.
I guess I must have heard you pretty good then, too. Oh, no, actually, it was... I didn't hear you very good, Patrick. It was like an S0 on the S meter, and I wrote down noise and unreadable, so I could kind of hear you. And then I got a discount. It's a few feet away on another 21-foot pole, and... that one doesn't respond as well as the 2-meter 440 antenna and on the ICOM. I don't know what bandwidth works well with 2 meters, but I've got two narrowband FM settings on an ICOM R7000 receiver, and I think the narrowest setting is 6 kilohertz. And when I put it on there, of course, it's more sensitive, but when people are talking on there, they sound a little bit distorted. So I'm thinking that a normal FM channel is a little bigger than that. I don't know.
On, or you want me to?
Yeah, you can go with it. I've never done 2 meters, you know what I mean, simplex or anything. I don't have anything there at the house to be able to do it.
Well, my limited knowledge, Steve, my understanding of it, and somebody will probably come in and correct me, is 2-meter FM is 12.5 kilohertz, I believe it was, and FM narrow is smaller than that, and you don't get the fidelity out of it.
Yeah, kind of backwards. The more bandwidth you got, the more bass you can get. It's some kind of Bessel function or something is what I read when I was in school. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know what the other setting is good for. I forget. I was trying to look at my specs the other night, but it's got like a buttons on the front where you can select FM and FM narrow. And if you select FM, then you can listen to the broadcast FM on the old the TV channels when they were analog, and of course the broadcast band 88 to 108. And then you hit FM narrow, and you can listen to 2 meters and 440. But then there's a slide switch on the back, and if you slide that thing down, then both of the FM selections on the front are narrow band, but one's narrower than the other. And the narrowest one, like I was saying, is 6. I don't know what the next one is.
Who to talk to about that radio, and that would be Dave, KB2HXS. And he just lives right down the road from you also.
A whole lot of military UHF on that radio. I even wrote some CI5 interface software. It displayed all 99 channels on the screen, and then I had 5 channels over in the corner that were reserved like as hot channels, and it would scan if somebody would pop up on there. Like on channel 38 or something, then what it would do is scan another 20 channels, and then it would come back to channel 38, and it would just scan another 20 channels and go 38, because, you know, at 10 or 12 channels per second, by the time you go through 99 channels, you miss the reply. But this thing didn't miss a lick. It was pretty cool. And I would make the, you know, if somebody else popped on, then that would be priority number 2, and then they'd be in the number 1 slot, and they'd just keep pushing them down, and then I had them go away by time. If they were off the air for more than 15 minutes, then I'd make them go away by time. And it was really cool. I even had a screen grabber that I could grab a picture of the screen and look at it at work. Back during the old modem days, we had Banyan Vines network, and I could dial up my house, and it would have that file ready for me, and I'd just grab that file, and I could see what was going on my scanner back home. Cincinnati has a whole lot of military stuff going on up there. The whole southeast corner of Ohio is one big Brushy Creek MOA restricted area. They run intercepts out there. The southeast corner of Indiana is Jefferson Proving Grounds, where they practice bombing. And then they go across Kentucky on low-level routes, and they'll fly 400 feet, 400 knots, four F-16s, you know, across Louisville. And I got a friend that's a farmer down there, and she was telling me they come and they go so quick you don't even hear them coming.
Research center up there in the corner of Kentucky and Ohio, right in there also, isn't there?
To me, the big places around, you know, there are Wright-Patterson, and then there's Springfield. Used to be an Air National Guard base that had A-7 Corsairs, and then they went to F-16s, and then they kind of disbanded all that. I think for a while they were remote operating drones from there, or maybe from Wright-Pat, but they're only 8 miles apart. And then you got Fairfield and Fort Wayne's got F-16s. You got Toledo's, the Sting Group. They're the ones that do the flybys a lot of times for the Bengals and the Reds games. And then up in Michigan, Detroit, you got Selfridge Air National. I think now might be F-22s. I'm not really sure. But I think their sister base is down in the panhandle of Florida. So there's all kinds of military stuff goes on in that area. And there's a lot of UHF to listen to. It's amazing. And down here, it's just like a dead zone.
The metropolis for me, up where I'm at, is a dead zone. There's no RF in there.
Probably, I think if my wife could do it, she'd probably find a way to have us moving next to that astronomy dish that they got up north of us, like in Virginia, where I don't even think they let people have cell phones near that thing. She'd probably park a house right next to there. Be my luck. Right now she's talking about going to Florida, and I can picture me getting rid of all my yard tools and my table saw, my, you know, table router, and all, because I can picture me getting rid of all my radios and every single hobby I've ever had in my whole lifetime just so we can have a condo down in Florida, and that just doesn't turn me on at all.
Maybe then I think I'd have to put my foot down on that one and say, not going to happen. But I couldn't do that.
That's inevitable. But I'm the other alternative right now. Her sister lives in like west of Knoxville, just into that next time zone. And we've been thinking about looking at Chattanooga. In fact, we would have gone this past weekend, but we didn't. We're looking for a little more time where maybe she's got a Monday off and we could go out there and hang out for a while and see what that little town's like. But as far as listening to military there, I don't think there's that much to listen to there either, really.
Ken, you still around? Made it home already. If not, he'll be back in a minute. But Steve, I was really surprised to hear you from your location, because there's a lot of dirt between me and you.
That sentence out of context. Then people think we're mad at each other or something. A lot of dirt between me and you. Yeah. I don't get how you're hearing me better than I was hearing you, though. But I just got a Coastcraft AR-270 at 21 feet. It's on a fence, like chain link fence, top post, and those top rails are 21 feet. So I just put a stake in the ground, and then I used hose clamps to mount the thing on the stake, and works pretty good.
Hearing you great. It was zero to one on the S meter, and I didn't have your call sign wrote down or anything, and I was able to copy it out of it. So I won't say it was great, but I could hear you, and I'm on a vertical trim, I can't remember, 1481, I believe it is. It's a 17 or 18 foot tall antenna with 11.6 dB of gain at, I don't know, 60 feet in the air.
Man, that's some kind of gain. That's great. That's getting like into coaxial collinear territory.
Never been to that gain on the 100 foot of coax that I got run to it.
28 or 8 or what is it?
No, I put LMR 400 on it, but that's a long ways to go with that.
Yes, LMR 400, that's that half inch stuff like RG8, right?
Roger that.
I guess the loss per 100 at 150 megahertz.
Lose it all of them, but I'm being a little facetious or sarcastic there, but I did lose quite a bit on the 100 foot run. I'm not sure exactly how much it was.
KB2A, check that.
Here goes the neighborhood, but this is the guy I told you to ask about the 7,000.
What you want to know?
There's two FM narrowband settings. The narrowest one, when you flip the slide switch down in the back, is 6 kilohertz, I think. What's the, when you go back up to normal narrow, what's that one bandwidth-wise?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't use the filters because I have a low band rig. I got a Kenwood for my low band stuff. I use this rig for VHF, UHF.
But R7000, it's an ICOM receiver from the 80s. I got it because it had cellular enabled. I've heard a lot of people on the cell phone bands back then, the Beach Boys manager, people I knew, firemen that were having affairs, I mean, all kind of stuff going on. You wouldn't believe what goes on these cell phones.
Okay, you're talking about the receiver R7000. I have the IC7000, which is a transceiver. It's what they call the rig in the box, and this is a model from the early 2000s. I'm sorry. That's why I didn't know about it.
Seems to like radios that have numbers that start with a 7. That's their, you know, if you put a 7 on it, it'll sell, I guess.
My 706 Mach 2G, and I have two of the I7000s, or IC7000s, and they work fantastic. I mean, I don't push them at full power. Right now I'm running about probably 75% power, which equates to about probably...
Any tone handheld right now, and I got a 706 in the other room. That's the one I do HF and stuff on, and lately I've been curious to see if there's anybody that does single sideband at like the low end of the VHF band. That would be cool.
Take those single sideband on VHF?
Around with it. Andrew's been playing around with it, and Colin up in Mill Springs, he's been messing around with it. We actually been talking a little bit about trying to start a 2-meter single sideband net, simplex net, in the area. We're working that way, but I got to get a different antenna before I do that.
What are you thinking about getting?
That's what I've been trying to figure out, which one's going to be best for the location I'm in.
Or vertical?
For single sideband, I want to do a horizontal beam.
Gotcha. The other station, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Name here is Dave. Go ahead and take it.
Dave, and apparently I've talked to Patrick before. I'll tell you what, I need to get a logbook. I mean, there's no excuse, really. But I've been just wondering what logbooks people use. I don't know what their favorite one is. And I would just think, sure, me getting some kind of database going, that'd be huge. And the next thing you know, find out that the database ain't compatible with somebody else's logbook or when you upload it to the cloud or... You know, but I've been using a pencil and paper, and on Saturdays when there's contests and stuff like that going on, I just put it all on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. I was wondering, in 2 meters, it's down the low side somewhere, is it like 144 somewhere?
We're down 200, and Steve, you're starting to drop in and out of the repeater. I don't know if the battery's getting low on your radio or you've moved around.
A bit.
Yeah, Steve. Well, let me see if I got this. There's a log. I just try and, you know, keep the old memory cells going, work the brain box a little bit, and move those last couple of cells I have to keep the memory going. Good to meet you on here. And, yeah, Patrick, that's good. I'd be interested in getting involved with a 2-meter sideband thing. And I'm always looking to expand my stuff here.
I'm closer to it. I mean, Andrew and I have been working on it for, probably close to a year now. And I've just been holding it up because I can't make a decision on the antenna. So I need to just make something and go. But that's kind of where we're at right now.
So you can't get away with using an Omni or something? I'm tempted to put the disc tone on 144-200 and just let it sit there in case I hear somebody.
Sideband, you want your antennas polarized the same direction, and most people that do it, from my research, now it could be wrong, most people use horizontal, and if you're not polarized the same way, there's so much dB loss, you're going to have to be real close to hear each other, and there's people on here that know a lot more about that than I do that could answer that question better.
KO4CEF.
KO4CEF recognized. I should pick it up and pass it over to Steve. This is KB2HXS, y'all. Go ahead.
Got this.
KO4CEF.
Yeah, I was going to say, Patrick's definitely right. I mean, what is it, about a 30 dB loss going from the vertical to a horizontal, so it's not going to be optimal. And 144-200, you're probably not going to hear a whole lot unless it's the summertime VHF contest. But if you do 144.074, you might hear some FT8 on the single sideband.
174, my dog's barking.
It's 144.074.
Yeah, I could do FT8 on this radio. Polarization, I need to get a Yagi.
A lot further distances than I would have ever expected on VHF single sideband on the FT8. It's pretty fun, but there can be days and weeks where it's just really not a lot of traffic or anybody doing a whole lot.
Talk to you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73's, guys. Talking to you. I'm looking forward to I'll maybe catch you during rush hour again.
I'll see if I got this. Yeah, see you, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. Go ahead and take it, Steve.
I'll find out what my dog's barking at. I got a feeling. Oh, there it is. My wife's home.
Is barking at the wife, that's not a good sign.
Enunciator on the garage door, so when the garage door rolls open, she hears that thing say garage door, and he knows she's coming home.
Thank you.
I'll carry on. It's hard to do the rag chew from Echo Link because it's kind of in and out and whatnot, but yeah, I'll listen in, chime in here and there. Y'all carry on. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
Have a good evening. Yeah, it's funny because when I drove truck, I would bobtail to the house, and as soon as I turned on the street, my dogs are at the front door in the window looking for me because they could hear the whistle of the turbo. And, you know, I was a good 2 blocks away, and my boxer would know as soon as I was on the block. My wife would laugh all the time.
Say hi tomorrow.
Dave, that was Steve having to check out. He had to go. And I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so 73's. Have a good evening. Good to talk to you. Unless you want to move over to 285 in a few minutes.
Oh, I didn't realize. Excuse me. I didn't realize Steve had to check out. Yeah, I'll switch up to 285, sure.
Just a minute before I can hit it, too. So, KO4HKX.
Yeah, I'll sit over there and wait on you. I'll go get my bottle of water here, and I'll come back to the radio. KB2HXS, QSY.